She won't be back. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Congresswoman Liz Cheney, the vice chair of the House January 6th committee, will not return to Congress in January. She's lost her primary election in Wyoming.
Harriet Hageman has received the most votes in this primary. She won. I called her to concede the race.
Cheney had been the chair of the Republican conference in the House, but was stripped of that title after she voted to impeach former President Trump. Cheney's Trump-backed challenger, Harriet Hageman, has told Fox's The Ingram Angle Cheney decided her own fate.
She's not focusing on Wyoming. She's not focusing on our issues. She's still focusing on an obsession about President Trump. And the citizens of Wyoming, the voters of Wyoming, sent a very loud message tonight. We have spoken, and that is not what we are interested in terms of our lone congressional representative.
Cheney hinted at future political aspirations, pointing out Abraham Lincoln lost an election for the House before becoming president. In Alaska's nonpartisan primary, Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski and Trump-backed challenger Kelly Shibaka have advanced to November's general election. Murkowski had voted for impeachment in the Senate trial. President Biden returned to the White House yesterday to sign the spending bill Congress approved last week.
The Inflation Reduction Act invests $369 billion to take the most aggressive action ever in confronting the climate crisis and strengthening our energy security.
On hand for the signing was West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, who afterward admitted the bill won't immediately temper inflation, saying necessary investments needed to bring prices down would take time. The measure is paid for in part by new taxes and by stepped-up IRS enforcements. Mixed on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow gained 239 points. NASDAQ fell 25. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow Podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A lawyer for the 2020 Trump campaign is to testify to a grand jury in Georgia today about claims of voter fraud.
Rudy Giuliani is ordered to give testimony before a special grand jury called by Fulton County DA Fannie Willis, a Democrat who's investigating former President Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election, or what the former president and his supporters, including Giuliani, say was voter fraud. Giuliani learned Monday that he's a target of the probe, and there are questions about attorney-client privilege. As U.S. District Judge Lee Martin, another Democrat, also Monday ordered U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham to also testify into Willis's investigation into Trump that Republicans say is nothing more than politics. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Pakistani doctor and former Mayo Clinic research coordinator Mohammad Massoud has pleaded guilty to a terrorism charge. He told FBI informants his allegiance was to the Islamic State group and that he wanted to carry out lone wolf attacks in the U.S. A 70-year-old Rhode Island man has plunged to his death from a drawbridge in Milwaukee after the remotely operated bridge was raised while he was walking across it. And an Academy Award-nominated director has died.
The Academy Award-nominated director Wolfgang Petersen, who rose to fame for his German language film Das Boot, has died. He was 81 years old. He began his directing career in the 60s, but 1981's Das Boot earned 6 Oscar nominations and kicked his career into high gear.
Good guys are here. Air Force One, bug out west. We're covering.
Went on to direct Air Force One with Harrison Ford, Clint Eastwood in 1993's In the Line of Fire, Enemy Mine, Shattered, Outbreak, Poseidon, and Troy. He died of pancreatic cancer in the arms of his wife of 50 years, Maria Antoinette. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.